always good to have this guy on our airwaves. Got to get that interview, once a year interview. Sometimes it was two. Sometimes it's two, Coach, every now and then, isn't it?
Yeah, I just love talking to you. I have the absolute best memories from a Cook. And I tell you, it's just a great place to have been for those 13 years. And we have so many friends that just continue to be a big presence in our life because of McCook. It always comes back to McCook, it seems like.
And I'm sure you see them every now and then at your games or when you're out and about and things like that. And Boys State Tournament's going to be coming around the corner. We would like to see your Papillion-La Vista South team back in the state tournament. I know coming off the state championship last year, Coach, you knew it was going to be a battle coming back, and getting back there is tough. But 16-8 right now as you get ready for the postseason, it's been a pretty good year for you, don't you think?
It really has. You're right. It's hard to win, and especially when you lose, you know, the pieces of the puzzle that we lost last year. Some really good players that moved on, and so we've had to fill in some big shoes, but the kids have really stepped up. If you like that cliche, I always laugh because Neil Randall, former Bison wrestling coach from back in the day, always makes fun of me because I use that word a lot, stepped up, but anyway, it just makes me laugh a little bit. But it's what has had to have happened this year, and these players have just gotten better and better, and we've had some really, you know, good wins. Our January and February was just solid, and so we're liking where we're at, but you know, it's now everybody's 0-0 as we get ready for district play.
Well, Coach, you're coming in playing as hot as anybody right now. What, 7 out of your past 8, I think, have been W's, with a lone loss against Lincoln High by, what, 6? So you're playing as good as anybody right now.
Yeah, we like to think so. We've had, you know, we're a type of team that we've proven that we can beat anybody on any given night, and we can also lose to anybody because we can, you know, sometimes fall in love with the 3, and when those aren't falling, you know, you got to be able to find some different ways to score, and we've been better at that lately. We haven't been so reliant on just the 3, but this team does like to shoot the basketball, and but we've gotten better defensively, and that's a credit to my coaches and these players.
You know, Bryson Ball and others, not to single him one, but he was a player and a half for you, and tough shoes to fill for that young man, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. He was a special one to coach, and then he, you know, had a really good point guard with him, with the Reese Kircher. And when we, you know, kind of reevaluated things after the season last year coming in, we knew we had to have another scorer to, you know, fill a role. We knew Levi Webb started last year as a sophomore, was going to be a really good offensive player for us this year, and he is. He's averaging 20 a game, and he's just a joy to watch. He just plays the game with tons of enthusiasm and passion, and we knew he would be who he is. We needed that second, third scorer, and that's what's, you know, come from. We've got a forward by the name of Connor Falkenberg that can really shoot it well, and he's committed to Midland University, and he's really had a nice season for us. But then we've also, you know, got that third, fourth, fifth scorer that have come into the mix, and, you know, one of them being another McCook tie, Grant Beckenauer, who has always just been a lockdown defender for us. He's, you know, a quarterback for him this year. Just, you know, a really good two-sport athlete. And, he continues to just be a great leader for us, and his presence on the floor. He's just a winner. He just has a way of bringing kind of a winner's DNA to the team. And so, you know, shout out to another McCook tie there.
Coach, with the postseason starting up this weekend, I don't see any new format, serpentine, stuff like that in Class A. We're getting used to, of course, Class B. What's it look like for the postseason for you?
Yeah, it's, I suppose, a little bit similar to even last year where, you know, there's 7 to 10 teams that if they get hot and get on a run, you know, they could be cutting the Mets down. There's just not that you know, that one team that's just a cut above the rest like there was for so many years with your, you know, your Bellevue West, your Millard Norris, your Centrals, you know, back when they were, you know, just loaded with 3-4 Division One, you know, athletes across the board. So, you know, we like just how, you know, competitive it will be. And like I said, the team that can kind of get on a little run, you know, has the best chance to do it. But we've been able to work ourselves into hosting a district. And so we're, you know, sitting number 7, and that is huge. You know anything about, you know, the wild card point system. It's just a big advantage if you can host, you know, both nights at your place and then, you know, see how it falls from there. But that was why, you know, our win just the other night against Northern North was such a significant win for us because it did kind of lock us into that 7th seed. So we're at number 1 seed in our district overall.
Who are you going to face? Who's going to be the other teams in your bracket?
Yeah,
do you know that?
Yeah, that's, well, there could be a little change tonight. There's a couple of makeup games from that snow day on Friday with some of those teams. And so it could change a little bit, but, you know, right now we're more than likely going to be, you know, facing our crosstown rival, Papillion. And that would obviously make for a great district final. But before that, we would have to get by a really good, like a Northeast team. That's with, you know, nothing changing. If that's, I know Central has to play Lincoln Southwest tonight, and that could change some things if Central were to upset Southwest. But we'll see how that all plays out and control what we can control right now. And we did that job Friday night, so now it's just a matter of having a great week of preparation and getting ready for this is just the best part of the season. It's just so fun, and the preparation is always a little bit on the long, a lot of film type of thing, but boy, it sure makes it worth it down the road, down the stretch.
Coach, big story just came out. Saw that over the weekend, and it was a nice little feature put together by the school, and they had a nice little announcement and honoring you. And this is it. This is it for coaching. You've decided, talked about it with, I'm sure, the wife, and said, "Hey, this is it for me."
Yeah, it's been for the last handful of years, it's just always been on my heart going in there every season, just trying to figure out, you know, when's the right time to turn the page. And, I really don't have an easy answer for people because I certainly have loved, you know, these years here and those years in McCook, and I'm not saying that I'm done coaching. It's time to turn the page here and see what's in store. I don't have the easier answer other than this was a decision made after much prayer and thought, and it wasn't an easy one, that's for sure. But it's one that I do feel at peace about, and excited for what could be, you know, on the other side of this.
Have they decided on, is there somebody in house you think will take over? Yeah. Is that route or what?
Yeah, I've had my top varsity assistant's been with me for 20 plus years, Coach Cooley, and it's time for the Cooley era. He's been faithful and patiently, waiting for his opportunity as well. So looking forward to seeing, you know, how the next decade unfolds for him, and excited to cheer him on. And, I just have nothing but positive things to say about both places I've been at, whether it's here at Wayne South or at McCook. I love the journey and those that I get to coach alongside and the athletes that I get to coach. And, you know, we even had a good turnout of Bison former athletes were invited to come over for our game Friday night, and as a part of kind of that little tribute that they put together. So, you know, the likes of likes of Justin Coleman and Craig Newhouse and Riley Weezer and Trent Lyons, a lot of those guys showed up, and it was just, you know, and I got a lot of good texts from former Bison athletes as well, you know, so it's been a special journey with a lot of great people.
No question about it. And I know you're keeping track of your sons and their kids, grandkids, and Jalen's over at Fremont. Can you imagine? Can you imagine this, folks? Jalen's the head coach of Fremont. Could maybe dad come over and sit on the bench maybe a year or so? Would you ever see that happening?
Boy, you speculate like the best of them, that's for sure. You're not the first person to ask me that. I don't know. I do know that there's a high probability that, you know, I'm coaching somewhere. I do love, that is a big part of who I am, but I don't know right now other than, you know, what's on the other side. So a lot will happen there probably in the next 6 months to kind of determine those things. But I certainly enjoy watching Jalen coach and think that he has a great feel for the game and a knack for figuring things out. And I wish him the best. If I can help him along the way somehow, I certainly will.
No question. No question, Coach. But in the meantime, hey, it's all focus ahead for your Papio South team right now, getting ready for your district games coming up. You'd love to get this bunch to another state tournament, wouldn't you?
No, that would be the best, I tell you. It's a fun place to be at, and you know, once you kind of get a little bit addicted to going there, it's hard not to go back. And so we're going to do everything we can to get them ready to go, and obviously play as hard as we can, and try to do it the right way together. So that's the fun part of coaching, is trying to just kind of get that single-minded purpose for the players, and they're playing well right now, so we just got to keep it going.
Always good to catch up with the coach. Thanks a million for the time, and we'll be rooting you on, and hopefully we'll be watching your team down in Lincoln here in a couple of weeks, big guy.
Thank you, Rich. Thank you. Wish the best to the Bison as well.